business. We have two items of old business today. The first one being conditional use number 2400, Kent Walston LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Okay.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2400 for Kent Walston LLC for five multifamily units based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the purpose of MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer are available. This conditional use application, along with the border with the town of Bethany Beach, where central water and sewer is available, complies with the purpose of the MR zone. Two, the property is in the vicinity of other residential housing types, including single family homes, townhouses, and other multifamily development. This conditional use is consistent with other zoning and development in the area. Three, DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that the development's traffic impact will be diminutive. This development will also be required to comply with all roadway and entrance improvements mandated by DelDOT. Four, the small multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning code since it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Five, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer, nearby commercial uses, and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Six, there is no evidence this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than five units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. C, central water shall be provided by Sussex County. Central sewer, excuse me, shall be provided by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. D, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection. E, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. F, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. H, the trash receptacles shall be standard rollout residential containers assigned to each unit. They shall be stored in an enclosed area. No dumpster shall be permitted. I, construction site work and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday from October 1st through May 15th each year. No Sundays are permitted. A 24 by 36 inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site during the construction. J, a 20 foot wide undisturbed forested buffer shall be installed along the perimeter of the development adjacent to Bethany proper. This buffer area shall utilize existing trees and other vegetation to the fullest extent, and with infill planning as needed to comply with the buffer requirements, section 99-5 of the Sussex County Code in that location. K, the final site plan shall include a landscaping plan for the development showing the forested areas to be preserved, the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, and the buffer areas. The existing trees and other vegetation that will not be disturbed shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and marked on the site itself so they are not disturbed during construction. L, the applicant shall form a condo association that will be responsible for maintenance and all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, and open space. M, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties and roadways. N, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. O, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Before I second it, Mr. Mears, would you consider removing the from October 1st through May 15th of each year?
I put that in to accommodate the residents of Bethany because the neighboring properties have the same.
Okay. So, I second the motion.
The point was giving them Saturdays in the off season and no Saturdays during the season. Okay. Since the property butts right up against the town.
So this only applies on Saturday work then from
yeah.
October. I thought
yeah.
it was for
no, no,
I thought it was for
no,
everything.
No,
okay.
And it's only what is it?
The October through
they can't work on Saturday, May 15th. Through October 1st.
October to May.
Mr. Mears, let me just, I hear what Ms. Wingate's saying. Let's reword that motion so it says
I can say the right
Monday
thing.
Through Friday, year round, and, or Monday through Friday, year round between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from October 1st through May 15th. That
right.
way, yeah.
Right, and that parallels Bethany's and
yeah.
solves
yeah.
some
7 a.m. start time.
I might want to restate the hours to
yeah.
Saturday.
7 a.m.
So maybe let me read the whole thing just because
okay.
you want the hours you wanted it to be from 7 a.m. to 4 on Saturdays and Monday through Friday when as well
7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
yeah
Monday through
so but both start 7 a.m. all the time okay. All right, just so I got that
the
right.
Monday through Friday hours aren't restricted any time of the year, just the Saturday no work.
Oh, so no hours between
right
for Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Right.
No Saturday work at all, or just
no
from
May 15th through the end of September 31st. No Saturdays.
Okay. Let me think about this then. So it should be construction, site work, and deliveries may occur on the site at any time Monday through Friday year round, and between the hours of 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturdays from October 1st. Through May 15th of the year.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I amend my motion, condition I, as stated by council.
Okay.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2400, Kent Walston LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item.